The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Many of the world's biggest insects, take for instance the Central African Goliath beetle, congregate in the equatorial tropics. Abundant food, a year-round growing season, and warm weather are all reasons that big insects thrive in the tropics. For animals such as mammals that rely on internal heat, it pays to be bigger in the colder climes. The smaller the surface area to volume ratio in large animals helps them reduce heat loss through their skin. As for Goliath beetles, our insectarium at the Cincinnati Zoo was the first place to exhibit live specimens back in the late 70s. Until then, no one knew they could fly. Since they are so heavy, you wouldn't imagine they would have the stamina for sustained flight. It ends up, they use it to escape. So it was 35 years ago in a TV studio in front of a live audience that this amazing discovery was made. Standing under the hot, bright lights waiting to go on after the commercial break, suddenly the beetle I was holding on a branch took off. It sounded like a helicopter until it ran out of energy after just a few feet of climbing and fell right onto the chest of one of the women in the audience. Man, I'll tell you, that was some live TV show.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.